Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Today, we're going to just jump right on into it. A few things I want to talk to you about, and today we're going to share show me the mindset. You know, people say show me the money, but to show you the money, I have to know what your mindset is. I have to know what it is that you want. What kind of money do you want? Where is your desire? Where is your passion for something? How do you expect to generate that money? So show me the mindset. I need to see the determination. I need to see the desire. I need to see the motivation to encourage yourself, because that's what it takes 99.9% of the time for anything and everything that you want. If you're wanting to quit your job and go to a full-time entrepreneurship, then what business is going to take you there? Have you thought it out? Do you have a business plan? What about maybe transitioning from an employee to an employer? Who are you going to hire? Do you know the human resources steps to take in order to get that employee hired and that person will be someone dependable? Or are you just sticking to friends and who you know? So we need to make sure that you know how to transition, that your mindset has to change to become an entrepreneur full-time from being an employee for so many years. Your mindset has to change. It takes inspiration and cooperation with yourself. Next, one of the challenges that you may run into is going to be disciplining yourself with your time. You're going to feel like because it's your business and because you own it and you kind of have the right to kind of come and go as you please, but in the first 3 to maybe 5 years of your businesses, no matter if it's a brick and mortar or if it's a industry business of some sort of marketing, direct sales, it doesn't matter. No matter what it is, if you're the boss, you got to pay the cost. And the cost of it in the beginning is your time. So it's a mindset something. In order for you to get to the level of power is really what that's about, that you want to have. So the challenge that you're going to have is disciplining yourself to come to work, show up, get on calls, follow up, encourage individuals, encourage you when you don't feel like it and your team is moving slow. They're following you. Your business, your employees are not motivated to be there because no one's coming in the door and you can't afford advertising. Well, you're going to have to figure out how to get that done yourself. Social media is not access to small town, small time communities. I'm just going to be real with you and honest with you. It is going to take work. It's not what you know, but who you know. Then after you get connected to the who you knows, then it's the what you know that matters, okay? So you have to inspire them. They have to see your mindset. They have to see whether or not you're serious about what it is that you're asking them to invest their money in, okay? So mindset is everything. Show me the mindset. Lastly, we're going to talk about how connect with someone. How can they reach out to you? Do you have a website? Do you have an auto-responding page? Do you have a digital scheduler? You know, what are some of these things that you can do in order for people to be able to connect with you? Is it strictly you got your phone number on your business card or an email that you don't check it periodically? You know, all of that needs to be set up professionally. If you're not going to be in the office that day, then you need to learn how to go in and schedule that, where to go to do that. You know, all of these things are things that you need to know in the beginning so that as you grow, you don't have to get caught with trying to catch all of that up, maybe making a spreadsheet and putting your customers in there manually at first. But what if you had a responder or some type of digital tool that would do that for you, and then all you have to do is make the phone calls. And so 9 times out of 10, these big companies, they've kind of caught on. Ain't no kind of to it. They've caught on knowing that automation, computers, technology, it is the way of the future. But you guys, manually, you need to download that and make sure you have your own hard copy as well, because if something were to happen to that system, that computer, that program, with all of that data in it, and, you know, bigger companies, of course, have more to deal with, but as a small business owner, it'll be an advantage for you. If something happens and they lose their data, you know, yeah, that cloud is out there, but if you don't have it, the tools to connect to the cloud, guess what? Then it's just data sitting there. Just data sitting there that no one can get to. So if you have a physical copy, this is a freebie for you. This is something you keep for you, you know, on a zip drive, you know, then that way your laptop will still work. You know, it powers up. You might not have access to the internet, but you have your spreadsheet on your zip drive or your portable book notebooks or whatever you've got. The data is backed up. You have a physical copy, whether it's a piece of paper, whether it's anything, you need to have something that you can access when the internet is not an option, okay? So that's your backup for you. And then you can call these people and tell them, hey, you know, we've got this happening. Maybe they don't have access with their app. Something happened to their app with these big companies, and you can connect with them. They figuring out how, okay, well, I guess I got to call somebody. This way they can reach out to you. You can send a blast text or like one text at a time if there's not that many people. And just say, hey, you know, we're just letting you know that we're up and available if you need a ride, if you're a taxi service, if you're an Uber driver, you know, whatever the case may be, you need to keep your own data available in case something happens to these big companies and they cannot reach out to their customers, okay? So that's just the freebie. That connecting with you is the most important because it allows you the opportunity to follow up. And follow up is the key to any successful anything, okay? So show me your mindset. Where are you with moving forward? Where are you in your personal growth? It helps. So ask yourself these questions. Look in the mirror and answer them to you, you know, to you. Talk to you. You know, you are the employer, and you're interviewing yourself. So ask yourself, you know, what inspired you to move to this next level? You know, what is it that you want down the road? Because these are mindset grabbers. These are things that will allow people to click with you to decide whether or not they want to be around you or not, okay? Transitioning from an employee mindset to an employer mindset, something people notice, okay? That's leadership. You know, being able to put yourself in a position to be able to just be self-motivated, see a problem and solve it. You know, being able to put out some fires here and there between maybe two coworkers, or, you know, you can do that with as an employer. You will be able to figure out what the problem is and then come to a compromise or an agreement. And who knows, you may have to even terminate somebody. So these are some things that you need to consider as a business owner. You got your friends working with you, and, you know, if you get to the point you can't fire them, then you got a problem because they're going to kill your business because they have poor communication skills, or they're taken from the petty cash, you know, you got it, you know, they're not worried about that, the fact that you're trying to build a business, they're spending all of the profits as fast as they come in, you know, they're not coming to work on time, and they're disrespecting them, the customers, their customer service is horrible. So these are things you need to be careful with when partnering with friends and family. So make sure that these individuals have the same mindset as you. So show me your mindset so that I can know where I need to fit in the relationship that we have, okay? So we have we've gotten to a place where we're allowing individuals to come on board and share with us what it is that they're doing. And this is something that I've been on the platform since 2013. And I just allow people to come out and get used to talking on the phone or talking to individuals, doing interviews. I ask you questions, and sometimes I'll ask you a few things that other people don't think about. You know, they'll ask these common questions: where are you from? You know, where did you get your start? You know, where are you headed? What you got now? And that's good to know. But, you know, ask them some things like, if something were to happen to this, or, you know, or you have plans to continue as an author or a singer or a musician, like, what are some of your other alternate goals? What are some things that you have sitting on the back burner that you would like to do if you had the time, you know? And, you know, what's the holdup? Why haven't you done it? So be a guest on your own blog show. You know, create your own blog, writing blog, or your blog radio show. Be creative, because creativity is the key to the marketing world, you guys. You got to continue to step your game up if you want your business to be successful. You got to stay ahead of the technology. You got to stay on top of how to get yourself out front. And everybody that's telling you they can get you this platform and it's looking like it's glittering, it may not be gold. It could be fool's gold. So be careful with who you connect with because their reputation may very well destroy yours, okay? I've learned this. Take it from me. It's something I know, and it's something I heard, that some people are just not good for you to be around when it comes to doing good business. They don't have that type of something. Their personality, their hygiene, their language, their speech, like how they communicate. It's just you can't take them everywhere. If you know it's a level you're trying to go and they ain't going to be able to go with you because they don't know how to act and how to talk, then that's going to be a problem, okay? So we need to make sure we pay attention to some of those things and help them. Don't just, you know, disconnect from them. They may not realize that some of the things that they're doing as far as a business person. Not saying that you create them and teach them how to be phony, but you do want to tell them, you know, that they have some type of eloquence within them, mannerism. There are things that just need to happen at some levels, and it's just you can't do so. Everybody can't do everything that everybody else does. Some people just going to have to stay in their lane and know how to be communicative with others, professional with others, and branding is everything. So brand your business with your logo, have some type of trademark or slogan, some type of capture saying that people is catchy, make a picture of you and your business or your product. Get some of those things and put it out there, your story, your testimony. So if you want to see more details about me, those of you who are already online, just click the words that say get more details, So Real with Madeline, just click that or click where it says click here to watch. And those of you who are listening in, feel free to go to my website. It's So Real with Madeline, and it's madeline.wix.com/Madeline-Bass. And then you can see the things that I do, my website, my story, my contact pages there. Not saying that everything that I do is perfect and it's the way that it should be and it's written in stone, but I am trying to help you to overcome some obstacles that I ran into in the very beginning of my business and my journey. I've had to learn how to do a lot of things, you guys. Doing a blog show, operating my own studio and trying to get my word out there and my business out there and me out there to know that I'm available to help and assist in whatever way I can. It is no hoopla. What you see is what you get. I am who I am, and I love helping people as long as your mindset is willing to be helped, okay? So I'm Madeline Bass, and I just want to continue to help you be willing to grow and to get the personal development you need for your greater. And I'm excited for you already because it is done, and what God has for you, it is really honestly and truly for you. The journey to that one to the other is up to us, whether or not we want to listen or we want to backtrack, we want to do what we want to do. Some people you're hanging on to may very well be stopping you from your blessing. You just never know. Some places you're trying to go, God just ain't trying to take them there, and they definitely don't want them riding in on your back, okay? So don't be afraid to share what you do with others, and don't be afraid to let people know that you have dreams that you need to manifest, because you need to walk into that with your faithfulness. See this amazing testimony by me, the things that I've kind of endured and something that I've found for helping myself, and it's on YouTube. Those of you who say click here to watch, click it. And those of you who are listening, it's YouTube. Go to expose and empower you, and you will see Madeline Bass, my page, and it will be there, ready to share with you. If you don't want to go through all of that, you can just email me at SoRealWithMadeline@gmail.com. I had a brain fart there for a second. Got my own email. SoRealWithMadeline@gmail.com. And send me a question. Put up in the subject question for So Real. And I will definitely click it and get you an answer, send you the links or whatever it is, the data that you need for this particular show. Those of you who are listening to the playback on the website, click that download button and also click subscribe, and I hope to talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day. This is Madeline Bash, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. And we have a commercial for you.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.